In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Undoubtedly, whenever we were children, our parents or grandparents or those who may have nurtured us in the faith taught us how to pray. And I'm guessing we all know a few of these prayers. Now I lay me. What's the next? Okay. That's the way I heard it too. There's a new version for all these young kids out there now. Guide me safely through the night and wake me with the morning light. Well, you don't have the terror of dying in the middle of the night. Never heard that one. She's the one who taught me that version. Never heard anything else. God is great. God is good. Okay. What's the next part? It's funny that we all know these little prayers or some version of them. See, when Jesus is off praying, and the disciples come up to him today, and they say, teach us to pray. You have to imagine that these are people that are spiritually hungry. They've been taught to go to the temple, and there aren't necessarily private prayers as much as there are the official prayers that you do for certain things. It's an ask and receive sort of situation. And they want to know how to have this personal relationship with God. Because Jesus is out there praying on his own. He's making up his own prayers. It's crazy. Jesus is acting like he knows God, can talk to God, and then expect God to talk back. They want a part of that. And so he gives them this prayer. Now, again, I grew up in a fundamentalist church, which was the King James Bible all the way. And so whenever I hear the Lord's Prayer in any version other than the traditional form, my skin crawls. That's me. I've got to work on that, okay? But I'm always fascinated by the form of the Lord's Prayer that he gives us to pray. It doesn't start out, my Father. It doesn't start out, hey, Dad. It doesn't start out with some sort of fluffy language of this or that. It starts out, our Father. Our Father. See, that's the amazing thing about the Lord's Prayer. The way Jesus taught us to pray is not just for ourselves. Because as soon as you pray, our Father, you're not just incorporating you. It's no longer a prayer about just between you and God. It's a prayer from you on behalf of the world. To God, our Father. You've brought in everybody you know, your friends, your family, even your enemies. You bring in prayer before God, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. A powerful prayer. A powerful ask that we would together reach the fullness of God's desire. Not just that we would someday go to heaven and achieve that heaven, but in fact, to help bring heaven a little closer to earth, to be the people that God envisions the world to be filled with, to be empowered by. It's a powerful prayer. It's a powerful prayer. And I think so often we forget the fact that when we pray it not just for ourselves, we pray it on behalf of the world because it is our Father. As I said, I grew up in a fundamentalist church, and I will always remember my Sunday school teacher, Miss Nancy. Miss Nancy was a school teacher, and she had, this was the 80s, the blowout, okay, huge hair. She was about 5 foot tall, the hair was about 3, I don't know. Anyway, But I will always remember her standing up there and she going over what she called the joy principle. I think it fits right in with this. I don't know if any of you have ever heard this, but you pray with joy. You start out with Jesus. You pray to Jesus. You give thanks to God, first and foremost. Then the O, you pray for others. You pray for your friends, your family, the lost, the needy, those who need you. Those whose name needs to come across your lips on behalf of God. and then you pray for yourself. At the bottom of the list comes your wants and needs. Because so many times, whenever we pray, and I'm totally guilty of this, I need this, I need this, I need this. Do this, do this, do this. Whenever we realize sort of the pecking order of the Christian life, Jesus, others, and yourself, you start to realize the framework by which God himself operated in the world, coming for others. So whenever we pray, my brothers and sisters, I invite us to remember that we pray not just for ourselves, but for the world. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are praying that the great God of heaven can begin reign on the earth, and that it might begin through us, through some small action, that we might be able to participate in that full reign of God, to live the life and be the people God dreams for us to be. When we pray our private prayers, coming before God, morning, noon, or night, we remember the order: Jesus, others, and yourself. That we might always remember who we belong to, who we are in service to, who we are responsible for. Amen.